Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it.
It's Tuesday, January 14th, 2025. Welcome to Day 1456. Special Counsel Jack Smith's final report makes clear that Trump has not been exonerated for his unprecedented criminal effort to overturn the legitimate results of the election in order to retain power, and says that the evidence would have secured a conviction had the case gone to trial. Smith's 137-page report was released early Tuesday and details Trump's alleged actions, including how he inspired his supporters to commit acts of physical violence on January 6th and knowingly spread demonstrably and, in many cases, obviously false claims of voter fraud. The prosecution, however, was dropped due to Trump's 2024 re-election and longstanding DOJ policy that prohibits the indictment of sitting presidents. In the report, Smith wrote, "Indeed, but for Mr. Trump's election and imminent return to the presidency, the office assessed that the admissible evidence was sufficient to obtain and sustain a conviction at trial." The report also directly counters Trump's claims of political bias, saying, "To all who knew me well, the claim for Mr. Trump that my decisions as a prosecutor were influenced or directed by the Biden administration or other political actors is, in a word, laughable." Smith also emphasized that the investigation adhered strictly to the facts and the law, asserting, "My office had one North Star, to follow the facts and law wherever they led, nothing more and nothing less." Trump, on the other hand, dismissed the report as a political hit job, repeating his unsubstantiated claims of election fraud while accusing Smith of failing to bring the case to trial before the election. Smith defended the effort, stating, "While we were not able to bring the cases we charged to trial, I believe the fact that our team stood up for the rule of law matters." Meanwhile, Special Counsel David Weiss criticized Biden for calling the prosecution of his son Hunter Biden politically motivated, arguing that such statements undermine the public's confidence in our criminal justice system. Weiss's final report defended his investigation, which led to the convictions for tax evasion and firearms charges before Biden pardoned his son. The report dismissed claims of political bias and emphasized that the prosecutions adhered to principles of equal justice. Hunter Biden's attorney, meanwhile, called the investigation a cautionary tale of the abuse of prosecutorial power. Moving on, Pete Hegseth, Trump's nominee for defense secretary, faced a contentious confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee today, where partisan divisions emerged over his qualifications, personal conduct, and policy positions. In his opening remarks, Hegseth called himself a change agent who would restore the warrior ethos, rebuild our military, and reestablish deterrence if confirmed. Hegseth said that Trump's primary charge to him was to bring the warrior culture back to the Department of Defense and said that he wants a Pentagon laser-focused on warfighting, lethality, meritocracy, standards, and readiness. Hegseth added, "We are not Republicans or Democrats. We are American warriors." Democrats criticized Hegseth's lack of management experience, as well as allegations of sexual assault and excessive drinking, and past remarks opposing women in combat and diversity efforts in the military. They argued that his confirmation would undermine the Pentagon's commitment to professionalism and readiness, calling him unqualified and saying that his confirmation was an insult to the men and women of the military. Hegseth dismissed the allegations, claiming that he was the target of a coordinated smear campaign by media and political opponents, stating, "I'm not a perfect person, but redemption is real." Republican senators, meanwhile, largely supported Hegseth, describing him as a breath of fresh air for the DOD. The hearing concluded with Hegseth appearing to have enough Republican support to advance his nomination. A committee vote is scheduled for next week, setting the stage for a likely full Senate confirmation vote. Meanwhile, the Republican-led House banned transgender women and girls from participating in female sports categories, defining sex as based solely on a person's reproductive biology and genetics at birth. The so-called Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act, which passed the House 218-206 with two Democrats joining Republicans, ties compliance to federal funding under Title IX, a law aimed at ensuring gender equity in education and athletics. The bill now moves to the Senate, where its future is uncertain, though Trump has pledged to implement similar policies via executive order after his inauguration. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson suggested tying federal aid for California wildfire recovery to debt ceiling negotiations, citing alleged mismanagement by state leaders. Johnson and other Republicans argued for conditions on disaster relief, blaming California's policies for the scale of the destruction. The position has faced pushback from Democrats, who criticized the move as politicizing disaster recovery. Johnson confirmed discussions with GOP members, including Trump, on linking aid to broader fiscal measures. Relief approval may face delays due to partisan disputes. Moving on, Speaker Mike Johnson ordered flags at the Capitol to be raised and flown at full staff for Trump's inauguration, temporarily overriding Biden's directive to keep flags at half staff for 30 days for a mourning period to honor Jimmy Carter. Trump criticized the timing of the flag-lowering directive, arguing that it would overshadow his inauguration. Governors in several Republican-led states, including Texas and Florida, followed suit, ordering state flags to be raised for Inauguration Day. Johnson stated that the flags at the Capitol would return to half-staff the following day through the end of January to continue the tribute to Carter. Trump's Mar-a-Lago, meanwhile, has been flying American flags at full staff, even though U.S. flag code mandates mourning periods but lacks enforcement mechanisms for noncompliance. And finally, the Biden administration moved to remove Cuba from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism, citing a lack of credible evidence to support the designation. While the decision is expected to ease some U.S. economic pressures on the island, the incoming Trump administration will likely reverse the move. Trump designated Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism before he left office in January 2021, 5 years after Obama had it removed from the list. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.